From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei. Miami Beach's embattled police department has a new chief. Daniel Oates was the police chief for Aurora, Colorado, during the investigation into the movie theater massacre in 2012. After his swearing-in yesterday, Oates told CBS4 that his experience has prepared him to deal with challenges in the department.
Clearly, I was brought in here to take a look at recent events and try and adapt the department and make it as effective as it can should we be faced with those circumstances in the future.
The reputation of Miami Beach's police force has been marred in recent years by a spate of controversial shootings and charges of officer misconduct. Oates will lead 385 officers, command personnel, and civil staff on the force. Meanwhile, if you make your way down to the Florida Keys this weekend and happen to see a guy picking up trash on the side of the overseas highway, you might want to mind your manners. That might just be Monroe County's top cop with the big plastic bag in his hand. Sheriff Rick Ramsey is on a personal mission to clean up the Keys. During his 1.5 years in office, Ramsey has gone out to most of the 65 cleanups, big and small, from Key Largo to Key West. Ramsey says he's always believed that a cleaner community is a safer one.
And you have a decay, a collapse of a community when people stop caring about their communities. When they see trash and garbage debris, they become accustomed to it, it becomes second nature, and they're more apt just to drop their own trash or not care about other people trashing their community.
Ramsey has also established a zero-tolerance policy for graffiti, which he says many people perceive as markers for gang violence. Monroe County officers, local residents, and nonviolent prison inmates all participate in the cleanups, which might just be working. State figures show that in the past year, overall crime has fallen by about 12% in the Florida Keys. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei. Here's Paul Leary.